Perek Bet. Borei Olam tells the Jewish people, although they have abandoned him, he still remembers their initial love for him in the ancient times when they originated for the Jewish people. Vayhi devar Adonai elai lemon. The word of Hashem came to me saying, Haloch v'karata be'ozne Yerushalayim lemor, ko amar Adonai, zacharti lachesed ne'oraich, ahavat kilulotayich, lechtech acharai b'midbar, be'eretz lo zeruah. Hashem says, I remember your kindness of your youth, the love of your nuptials. You're following me in the wilderness into an unsown land. Chesed ne'oraich, zacharti la chesed ne'oraich. What is the chesed ne'oraich? There are two interpretations. According to Radak, it's the kindness of your youth, which means the kindness of the avot, Abraham, Yitzhak, and Yaakov. Others say, chesed ne'oraich, like we say, kala na'ava hasuda, the beauty of your youth. It continues on the metaphor of beauty. Hashem says he remembered, but we forgot. Pasuk Gimel. Kodesh Yisrael Adonai Reshit Tebu Ato. Kol Ochlav Yeshamu Ra'at Tavo Alehem Ne'um Adonai. Hashem compares the Jewish people to Kodesh. Right? They are Kodesh Yisrael Adonai. Yisrael is Kodesh Hashem. And what does that mean that he's Kodesh? Like Rishit Tibu'ato, reminding us of the Tirumah. And in what that has ramifications. Kol Ochelav Yeshamu. Right? Anyone who eats Tirumah is Hayav. Is Hayav Mitah. So all those, metaphorically, who eat Am Yisrael, all the enemies who will go against them, Ra'atavu Alehim. Evil will come upon them. Ne'um Hashem. Again, this is part of the love that of Hashem for Yisrael, that he will punish all of the enemies who will come against the Jewish people. Pasuk Dalit. Shim'u devar Adonai Beit Yaakov v'chol mishpechot Beit Yisrael. Listen to the words of Hashem, the house of Yaakov, and all the families of the house of Yisrael. Beit Yaakov, Beit Yisrael is repetitive. Many midrashim continue to contrast that as the male and the female parts of Am Yisrael. Ko amar Adonai, ma masiu avotechem bi avil, ki rahaku me'alai, v'yelchu achari ahevil, v'yehe ba'alu. Hashem addresses the people. Thus said Hashem, what wrong did your forefathers find in me, that they distanced themselves from me and pursued vanity and became vanity? Vayelchu acharei hevel vayehevalu. You follow, it's a midah keneged midah. They followed according to the vanities and they became vanity. Malbim says this is regarding Avodah Zarah. When they follow Avodah Zarah, when the Avodah Zarah is proven to have nothing and no power, they become also useless. V'lo amru aye Adonai hama'ale otenu me'eretz Yisrael. Hamolich otenu b'midbar be'eretz arava v'shuha, be'eretz siya v'salmavet, be'eretz lo avar ba'ish v'lo yashav adam sham. They did not say, where is Hashem who brought us out of the land of Egypt? Who walked us through the desert in a land of desolation? Vishuha is land of pits. Be'eret siya v'salmavet. Right, land of waste. V'salmavet literally means the shadow of death and darkness. Be'eret lo avar ba'ish. A land that no man has trespassed. V'lo yashav adam shem. And no one has dwelled there. Pasuk says, lo avar adam shem. V'lo yashav. Lo avar ba'ish. V'lo yashav adam shem. Lo avar ba'ish. Of course, then no one lived in there. If no one passed it, rather lo avar ba'ish. Recently, it hasn't been. And lo yashav adam sham. The mefarshim say forever. It was never a place of dwelling. Va'avi etchem el eretz haKarmel le'echol piryah v'tuva v'tavo v'tetameu et arzi v'nahaliti samtem l'toeva. The ultimate in kifui tova. I took you out of the Eretz Yavis al Mavit, and to contrast that, Bavi Atchem, I brought you El Eretz HaKarmel, right? A land where there's much fruit. Le'echol Piryah, to eat of its fruit. V'tuva, and of its bounty. V'tavo, you came, but v'tetame'u et arsi. You contaminated my land, you made my land tameh. V'nahalati samtem le'to'eva. My inheritance you put as an abomination. Pasuk Het. Here, Yirmiyah criticizes the leaders. Hakohanim lo amru ayeh Adonai, v'tofisei Torah lo yida'uni, v'haro'im pash'ubi, v'hneviim li bebu ba'al, v'harei lo yo'ilu halachu. First thoughts against the Kohanim. Hakohanim lo amru ayeh Adonai. The Kohanim didn't seek out, where is Hashem? Really, the Kohanim, part of the Kohanim's job was to teach the people, not just to worship in the Beit HaMikdash. But the Kohanim remained isolated in the Beit HaMikdash, and they didn't go out and seek Hashem, and therefore also didn't go out and do their job to teach Hashem's word to the people. But Tofisei HaTorah lo yida'uni. Tofisei HaTorah, those according to Rashi, are the judges. Right? And the Torah leaders, the Radak says, what it means, Tofesea Torah lo yida'uni, it means those people who studied Torah did it purely as an intellectual pursuit, but they did not know God. And to know God means to take action and do justice. As we see, Yirmiyah says later in Perek Kaf Bet, Pasuk Tetzayin, that Ladat at Hashem, how do we know God, is to do justice. So the Tofsei HaTorah, the leaders of the people, they were intellectually aware of the Torah, but they were not just people, and they were not seeking justice. The Haro'im Pash'ubi, the shepherds, the leaders of the people, they violated me. The Nevi'im Nibbe'u Ba'al, and the prophets, who were supposed to prophesy for me, prophesied for Avodah Zarah, for Baal. V'harei lo yo'ilu halachu. And they went after that, that does not give them any avail. Pasuk Tet. Lachin, od ariv itchem ne'um Adonai, bet b'nei b'nechem ariv. Borei Olam tells the people, not only will I fight against you, but I will fight against even your grandchildren. Ki ivru iye kitiyim uru vekedar shalhu vehitbonenu meod uru hen hayta kazot. So the Navi says that the Jewish people were really worse than the goyim, because he says ivru iye kitiyim, go traverse to the isles, the islands of the kitiyim. Uru Kedar, and go out to Kedar. According to Abarbanel, Ketiyim represents the empires of the west and Kedar of the east. Shilhu v'hitborinu me'od. Go and consider deeply. Uru henayta kazot, where there ever has been such a thing. And what is this thing that was so terrible? Pasuk Yud Alef. Ahemir goy Elohim v'hem lo Elohim. V'ami hemir kevodo. Below your ear. Has a nation ever exchanged its God? Though they're not gods. But my people exchanged its glory for something of no avail. The enemy, our own, the goyim, the nations, they stuck clear to their heritages, even though their heritage was falsehood. But the Jewish people abandon it. This was something that was unheard of. Pasuk Yud Bet. Shomu shamayim al zot V'sa'aru harvu me'od ne'um Adonai. Calls on the heavens. That the heavens should be shocked and astounded over this. Rage forth in storm. Be greatly devastated, the word of God. Why? Pasuk Yud Gimel. Ki shetayim ra'ot asa'ami. Oti azevu mikormayim hayim. My nation did two evils against me. They left me, which is the source of a great spring water. To dig for them broken cisterns that will not hold the water. The metaphor here is a spring of live water versus pits. And the spring of live water has on it a much greater advantage than a cistern. Because live water continues to replenish itself. A board, even the best board, all it can do is hold the water. But these borot that they went were bad borot that couldn't even hold the water. So that it was a double evil. They left the gorgeous spring water that continues to replenish itself. And they went and they dug pits that were broken, that could not even preserve the water. And this is the metaphor of Am Yisrael that actually left Borei Olam. And according to the Radak, they relied on the nations of the world. They relied on foreign kings to provide their sustenance and benefit. And of course, those foreign kings would not help. Some others, like the Al-Sheikh, says it's a metaphor for Avodah Zarah. And we'll see that there are throughout this Perek, there are two focuses on the rebuke of Am Yisrael. One, that they were Oved Avodah Zarah, and they left Borei Olam. And another, that instead of relying on God's salvation, they relied on foreign alliances that proved to be futile, and that the Nevi'im were rallying against. Ha'eved Yisrael, im yilid bayitu, madua haya labaz. Is the question. Is Yisrael an Eved, a slave? Im yilid bayitu means not a bought slave, but a slave that was born to a handmaiden. Madua haya labaz. Why did they become prey? Alav yish'agu kfirim. Natenu kolam. Vayashitu arso l'shama. Arav nesayetu mebeli yoshef. Alav yish'agu kfirim. Young lions roared over him. These young lions, according to the Mefarshim, are a metaphor of our enemies, the kings of the other nations. Natnu kolam. They raised their voice. Vayashitu arso. They led their land into turned it into a wasteland. Vayashitu arso l'shama. Arav nesetu b'bli yoshev. They devastated their cities without any inhabitants. Pasuk tzayin. Now we enumerate some of the enemies. Gem b'nei enof v'tah panhes yir'uch kodkod. Inhabitants, the people of Nof and Tahpanhes, will smash your skulls. These are references to important Egyptian cities that destroyed us. And of course we know this can be referenced to the destruction and the murder of Yoshiyahu HaMelech by Paro Necho, an Egyptian Paro who killed our head. And the king is our head. So Yiruch Kodkod smashed our skulls could be a metaphorical reference to the murder of Yoshiyahu. Halozot ta'aselach ozvech et Adonai Elohayich be'et molichich badarech. This has been done to you because you left Borei Olam, you left God. Be'et molich badarech, even when he led you on the path. And the path of Hashem. Now watch the contrasting to the next pasuk. Hashem led you on the path, but what path did you choose? Ve'ata malach lederech Mitzrayim. What is there for you when you go to the road of Mitzrayim? Lishtot mei shihor, to drink the waters of the Shihor, which many Mefarshim say is the Nile. Umalach lederech Ashur. What is he on the road to Ashur? Nishtot menahar, to drink of the Euphrates. Meaning, what are you seeking out in Mitzrayim and Ashur? These alliances, who in ironically, these are the countries that lay that were your enemies. Mitzrayim is the ancient enemy. Ashur destroyed the 10 tribes. These are where you're going for salvation. Pasuk Yotet. Tiyasrech ra'atech umshuvotayich tochichuch. Udi ur'i kirav amar ozvech et Adonai Elohayich. Velo pahdati elayich n'um Adonai Elohim Tzibaot. Tiyasrech ra'atech. Your own sins, your own ra'ah is what causes your pain and suffering. Umshuvotayich tochichuch, similar point, your own waywardness will give you rebuke. Udi ur'i, no one see, kirav amar ozvechet Adonai. You have to know that it was bad and bitter, you're leaving Hashem Elohayich. Velo pahdati elayich, my fear was not upon you. Nu'um Adonai Elohim Tzibaot. Pasukaf. Ki me'olam shavarti ulech, nitakti mosrotayich, v'tomri lo evor, ke'al kol giv'a givoha v'tacht kol etz ra'anan at so'a zona. Forever, I have always broken your yoke. I have kept you away from toil. Nitakti mosrotayich, I took off your straps to free you from the burdens. Batomri lo evor. Right? And you said, no. You rejected me. Kel kol giv'a gvoha v'tahat kol etz ra'anan, on every lofty hill, under every leafy tree, atso'a zona. You wander like a zona. Meaning from one avodah zarah to the other. The metaphor is of a zonah who goes from one to the other. Just like that harlot goes from one to the other, you go from one avodah zarah to another. V'anochi netatich sorech. Right? I planted you a choice vine. Beautiful. V'kulo zera emet. All truthful seeds. V'ech nepacht li surei hagefen nuchriya. How have you turned yourself to an inferior, alien wine? I planted the seeds that should bring the ripest, best vine, and you turned into an inferior vine of alien source. The Pasuk Kafbet is a very harsh rebuke. Ki im techabesi baneted, v'tarbilach borit, nechtam avonech lefanai ne'um Adonai Elohim. It says, even if you're to wash yourself with all sorts of detergents, v'terbilach borit, use a lot of soap, nechtam avonech, your sins have been stained from me, that will not be erased. Mefarshim ask, how is this, if, well, what is the purpose of all this rebuke, if there's no ability for them to do teshubah, if nechtam avonech, the sins were stained. So, they answer that, although the tshuva could still prevent the galut from coming, although there'll still be punishment, but the galut itself can be prevented. So while it is an official stain that will remain for punishment, the galut itself, still we have a chance to avoid the galut. And hence, Yirmiyahu continues to tell them throughout the book, do teshuva and you can avoid the tragedy. Ech tomeri lo nitmeti. Aharei ha-be'alim lo halachti. Re'i darkech bagai. Di'i me'asit. Bechra kala misarechet derachim. How can you say, I have not become tameh? After the be'alim, I did not follow. Be'alim, again, alien gods. The people were indifferent to their sins. They just said, no, we've done nothing wrong. But the Navi rebukes them. Re'id darkech bagai. Look at your path in the valley. Di'i me'asit. See what you have done. Bichra kala misarechet derecheha. Like a young camel that goes in inappropriate ways. In other words, what the Nevi is saying is that you can't deny it because ri'id darkech, the footprints are there. The ramifications of what you've done are evident. There's no denying the evil that you've done, like a bichra kala, like a young camel that courts injustice, that courts evil. Pere limud midbar be'avat nafsha sha'afa ruach ta'anata mi yishivenna kol mevakshiha lo yi'afu b'chodsha yimsa'unha. And here we have a very strong metaphor. The metaphor is of a wild donkey, limud midbar, that's used to run around free in the wilderness. Be'avat nafsha sha'afa ruach. Right, and she, her soul desires, she sucks in the air. Right, ta'anata mi yishivenna, all her desires. Right, who can restrain her from her desires? Kol mevakshiha, all those who seek her, lo yi'afu. Right, they won't get tired to find her. Bechodsha, in her month, they will find her. So there are many. This metaphor seems to be also of a inappropriate behavior of Am Yisrael as an inappropriate woman that seeks unrestrained behavior, and those who desire her are easy to find her. The Rikara also explains that this is the metaphor of someone who runs free and sucks in the air and no one can catch her. She wants the freedom. But unfortunately, at the appropriate time of the Rikara, says in the hot months of the summer, when she slows down and it's not so easy to run free, she will be caught. And he mentions that Yisrael, ironically, was caught when? In the month of Av, in the hot summer months. That is when, of course, her web was spun and, unfortunately, destruction was brought to her. Min'i raglech mi'ahef ugronech misim'a v'tomri no'ash lo ki ahavti zarim b'harihim ilich. Withhold your foot from going barefoot and your throat from being thirsty. In other words, don't prevent yourself from having to walk barefoot and thirsty in the galut. Fix your behavior now so you can avoid this end. But Tomeri Noash, you say no, but your reaction was, it's hopeless. No, I love the foreign ways, the strangers, and I will follow them. So kavav, kiboshet ganav, ki matze, ken hovishu, bet Yisrael, hema, malchehem, sarehem, bekohanehem, unvehem. Like the shame of a thief when he's caught, so too, bet Yisrael will be shamed. And again, now we rebuke the leaders, them, their kings, their officers, their Kohanim, and their prophets. All of them are to be held to task. And now we talk to the severity of the sin of Avodah Zarah, that turning away from God was. Umrim la'etz avi ata. You say the tree, it's you are my father. V'la'evin at yilitanu. And to the stone you have give birth to me. Kifanu elai oref velofanim, ubeeter atam yomru kuma hoshienu. Fanu elai oref means they have turned their backs to me. The back of their neck is called oref, and they haven't faced me velofanim. The Radak says it's the message of a double sin. Not only did they follow avodah zarah, but they turned away from me. And the Radak explains that many times they worshipped avodah zarah inappropriately, but as a messenger for Borei Olam. But here, no. They turned away from me and they believed in the Avodah Zarah as divine in itself. It was not a way to worship God. Ube'etra atam, nevertheless, when they're in their time of difficulty, they turn back to God and they say, save us. And God answers in Pasuk Kafhet, Ve'ayelohecha, where is your God? Asher asita lach, that you made for you. Yakumu, let him rise. Im yoshiucha, if he could save you, be'et ra'atecha, in the time of your difficulties, ki mispar arecha hayu elokecha Yehuda. Just as the number of your cities were the numbers of your gods, Yehuda. They had so much avodah zarah. Pasuk lamed. Lama tarivu elai kulechem peshatem bi ne'um Hashem. Sorry, pasuk kaftet. Lama tarivu elai kulechem peshatem bi ne'um Hashem. Why do you complain against me? You have all sinned against me, said God. Lashav hiketi et benechem. Musar ulakahu, ach nachar bechem nevi'echem ke'aryeh mashchit. In vain did I hit your children, for they didn't accept rebuke. Ach nachar bechem nevi'echem. Not only did they not accept rebuke, but the sword devoured your nevi'im. References to nevi'im that were killed, like Yeshaya, Zechariah. Like a destructive lion. Hador, atem re'u devar Adonai, hamidbar hayiti Israel, im eretz mapilya, madua amru ami radnu, lo navo od elecha. Now he calls to the generation, and he says, listen, see the word of God. Hamidbar hayiti Israel. Was I like a wilderness to Israel? Im eretz mapleya. Was I like a land of darkness to you? Madua amri radnu. Why is the nation said, let us separate ourselves from God? Lo navo od elecha. We will no longer come to you. The Ramban explains, what does it mean, was I like a desert to you? Meaning, did you view my law as merely the whole Torah, a desert that deprives you of pleasures? Have you not seen the importance of the Torah of HaKadosh Baruch Hu? Or was it merely just a burden to you, like life in a desert that removes all pleasures? Radnu, we translate it as to separate ourselves from you. This is the interpretation, the way the word is used in Sefer Shoftim, Rada Devash, also in the times of the Mishmar, Rode Pat Benatanun, to separate, to remove. Pasuk Lamed Bet, Hatishkah Bitula Edya, Kala Kishureha, Ve'ami Shechehuni Yamim in Mispad. Can a young girl forget her jewelry? Can a bride forget her beautiful adornments? My nation has forgotten me. Yamim in mispar, for many days without number. Ma titivi darkech levakesh ahava, lachin gam et haramot limat et derachayich. Right. What? How you adorned your ways to seek love? Indeed, to the greatest evils you've accustomed your ways. And the Mefarshim explain that the love was for Avodah Zarah, but again, Gam et ra'ot limat et derachayich, you wind it up teaching the Goyim evil practices, not only learning from them. And then, of course, a very famous pasuk, which we say in the Vidui, and which epitomizes the evil that was in Yehuda. Gam bichnafayich nimseu dam nafshot evyonim nikiyim, lo b'machteret mitzatim ki al kol ele. Even in your hems of your clothing was found the blood of innocent poor people. Lo b'machteret mitzatim, you did not find them as they're breaking into your house secretly, as this is of course hinting to the law in the Torah that a person, a ganav mahteret, if he comes in lo damim, and he could be killed. However, these people that you've killed, these innocent, poor, unfortunate people, they were not ganavim b'mahteret. They did not deserve to be killed. Nevertheless, you killed them anyway. Ki al kol ele, for all these things I condemn you. V'tomeru ki niketi, right? And you reject this. And you say, no, I am pure. Achshav apomimeni. His anger will be removed from me. Hineni nishpat otach alomrech lo hatati. But I will judge you for this, for saying I have not sinned. Ma tizli me'od lishanot et erkech. Gam mimitzrayim tevoshi kasher bosht me'ashur. How do you cheapen yourselves, right? To change your ways, to follow the ways of the goyim. You cheapen yourselves. Gam mimitzrayim tevoshi. You will be shamed from Egypt just like you were shamed from Ashur. In other words, just as Ashur did not rise to help you when you needed it, so too your new ally, Mitzrayim, will also not help you. Pasuk Lamed Zayin. Gam me'et ze tetz'i b'yadayich al roshech, ki ma'as Adonai b'miftahayich lo tatzlihi lahim. Also from this alliance, you will emerge, you will come out of, and your hands will be on your heads. That's a symbol of captivity. Ki ma'as Adonai b'miftahayich. For God is rejected your guarantors. Ve'lo tatzlihi lahim. You will not succeed with them.